Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet, 11 lines on the top of Daf Pei Dalet Mid Aleph, and we're in the middle of discussing the Brisa that we saw in Daf Pei Gimel Mid Aleph, which listed 11 Yisurim, where one that does that Issa would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Brisa then mentioned two other Yisurim, with Machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim, if you're Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, or if there's only a Lav, and the two Yisurim where there was a Machlekes was number one in a case where Balmorim did that void in the Beis HaMikdash, and number two in a case where someone was Meil Behegdash, and he did so b'mezid. And our Gemara begins, Balmum, Rabbi Aim b'misa v'chama Aim b'azara, that if a Balmum did that void in the Beis HaMikdash, so Rabbi holds he would be chai misa b'dei shemayim, and the Chacham hold that he would only be over an issa d'raisa, but he would not be chai misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara is, my time with Rabbi, that was the makar that Rabbi hold that if someone is Balmum and does that void in the Beis HaMikdash, to chai misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara explains, the chsiv, as the pasuk in Parshas Emor, where the Torah is speaking about a kohen that's a Balmum. In Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk tells us, Dabel Aaron Lema, Ishmi Zarachel, Deyreisa, Mashiyya, Baimum, Leyikrav, Lehakiv, Lecham, Alikav. And the next few Psukim discuss the Mumim that would pass a Lekayin. And finally, in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Torah tells us, Achel, Perechis, Leyavoy, Vel Mizbeach, Leyigash, Kimumbay, Vleichalis, Mikdashai, Kiani Hashem, Mikadisham. Certainly, it's also to do Avid in the base of Mikdash when one is a Balmum. However, since the Torah uses Lashon Chilol, and therefore, Vyalav Chilol, Chilol, Mitchuma, we learned the din chilol from the psukim that discuss a kohen that is tamei that eats truma tahira, and as we previously saw, malavam b'misa afkam b'misa, and just like benegeya a kohen tamei that eats truma tahira, he is chayim misa b'dei shemayim, and as the pasuk in Parshas Emor stated, umaisu boy ki yichalu ani Hashem mekadosham, and therefore the same would apply to a balmon that did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash that he would also be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara now is a similar question that we saw multiple times at Dapei Gimel. As Benelev Chilul Chilul Minaisa, Malalam Bekaris, Afkam Bekaris, that why you learn a Chilul Chilul Mitchuma if we should learn from Naisa? And since the Gabi Naisa, the Torah tells us that if someone is over and eats Naisa, there will be Chayav Karis. And as we saw in the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim, Va'ichlov Avayna Yisa, Kies Kedosh Hashem Chilel, Vinichus HaNefesh Ahim Ha'amea. And therefore, the same would apply to a Balmum that did Avayna Beis HaMikdash, that he should be Chayav Karis and not Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, the Gemara states, Mistavra Mitchuma Havalil Melev, that it makes sense that we should learn the din of Balmum from the din of a Kohen Tomei that ate Truma Torah, as they're both a Psula Gov, as the Kohen himself is Tomei, and a Kohen that has a Mum is also a Psula Gov, as it's a Mum in the body of the Kohen, and a Balmum is not as similar to the din of Nisar, as Nisar is a Psul in the actual animal that you're eating, and not in the person that's eating. However, the Gemara responds, Adrabba, Mi Nisar Havalil Melev, Shekin Kodesh Prim Pigal of Nisar, that Punk Faket, that we should learn that a Balmum that does that void in the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv Kareish, just like Noisa, as it's similar to Noisa in regard to these four things. And as the Gemara previously brought regarding Tamei Shishimish, that should be similar to the din of Noisa, as Rashi explained in that Pei Gimel Beis, Shekin Kodesh, and that would be applicable to our case as well, as a Balmum that's Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's being Isaac and Kachim, and the case of Noisa is also Kodesh, and number two, Shneim Bifnim, that both have Shaychis to the Beis HaMikdash, while a Kohen Tomei that eats Truma is not relevant to Hegdish, and it's also not relevant to inside the Beis HaMikdash. And in addition, the concept of Pigul and Nisa are also relevant to a Balmum that is doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and working with the Bus in the Beis HaMikdash, and is also relevant to the Din of Nisa. Therefore, it would make more sense to learn the Gzeir Shavah of Chilul Chilul and learn the Din of Balmum Shashimesh from the Din of Nisa, and both would be Chayiv Karis and not Misa B'dei Shemayim. And keep in mind that this Gemara, the Gemara could not answer Hanach Nefishin, as certainly we saw that there was only one similarity between a Balmum Shashimesh and a Kohen Tomei that ate Truma Torah, while there were four similarities between the din of Balmum Shashimesh and the din of Nisa. And in addition, although previously the Gemara could answer Chil Dram Michil Dram Odif, however, the Lashon HaTorah Benegei Balmum Shashimesh is V'lo Yichalis Mikdashai, and it actually uses a Lashon Yachid, and therefore the opposite Svara would pertain, and that would actually be another reason why we should learn the din of Balmum Shashimesh from the din of Nisa, as certainly we should say Chil D'Yachid Michil D'Yachid Odif. And because of this question, the Gemara continues and tells us that the Makar Rebbe is a bit different. Elo Bal Mum Shashimesh Mitam Shashimesh Gama, that Rebbe learned the Chiyu Misa B'nei Shemayim by Bal Mum Shashimesh from the Chiyu Misa B'nei Shemayim that we already learned by Tamish Shashimesh, which ultimately we also learned from Chil Chil Mechuma. And the Gemara explains that this would make sense that we could learn Bal Mum Shashimesh from Tamish Shashimesh, as Lemaisa by both it says Lashon Chilol and Gama Psalagov from Psalagov, and both are Psalagov. As a person that's Tamei, that's Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash, his Psal is a Psalagov, and similarly, a Bal Mum Shashimesh is a Psalagov. And in addition, there are another four similarities as Kodesh Pnim, Pigal Venosa, Mikodesh Pnim, Pigal Venosa, as the Issa of Tamei Shashimesh is relevant to Hegdish, relevant to the Beis HaMikdash, and it also has relevance to Pigal Venosa, and that's similar to the case of Bal Mum Shashimesh. And since we have five similarities between Bal Mum Shashimesh and Tamei Shashimesh, so we learn Bal Mum Shashimesh from Tamei Shashimesh, and therefore Rebbe learns that one is Chayim Misibdei Shemayim, and I am Mepharshim that are bothered that L'chayra, just like you're saying, there are five similarities between Tamei Shashimesh and a person that's Bal Mum Shashimesh. There's also five similarities between a Bal Mum Shashimesh and Noisa. Noisa is similar to the din of Bal Mum Shashimesh, as it has the same similarities of Kodesh Pnim, Pigla Noisa. And in addition, there's another similarity, as the Lashon of Chilol is a Lashon Yachid, both B'negei Noisa, as well as B'negei Bal Mum Shashimesh. And I, in the end of Taisis, Diba Maschal, Al Mitami Shashimesh, V'yesh Leime, Dehoch, Psoa Gov, Da Voida, Mipsoa Gov, Da Voida, Odev. And that is a stronger similarity than the fact that the Lashon Chilol is a Lashon Yachid. And the Gemara just now brought him a call for the Shita of Rabbi, that if a Bal Mum is B'shamish in the Beis HaMikdash, then he's going to be Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and Rabbanon argue on Rabbi, that L'chayra, there is a Limon and a Gzir Shava, that a Bal Mum Shashimesh should be Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim. However, the Gemara explains, as Omakra, that the Pasuk, which was the Makar, that is Misa B'nei Shemayim, when a Kohen that's Tomei eats true material states, V'shamus Mishmati, V'la Yisru Lav Chet, U'mesu Boi, Ki Yichalu, Ani Hashem Mekadisham, and the Maisa, the Pasuk, use the Lashon, U'mesu Boi, they will die by doing this Avera, and it's Mashma Mirt, and therefore we learn that although in a Chinami there is a Gzir Shava, which teaches us that we should learn the din of Kohen Tomei, She'achal Truma, to other dinim, and B'negei other dinim, there will also be a Chiv, Misa B'nei Shemayim. However, it minimizes that Chiv, and it tells us that we only say that in specific cases, but not in our case of a Bal Mum Shashimesh. And in the case of Bal Mum Shashimesh, the Torah is telling us to exclude that from this din, and you would not be Chai, Misa B'nei Shemayim, and it will only be in Azara Ba'alma, and as the Gemara states, Boi V'loi Bal Mum, and I in the middle Rashi, Divu Maschal Amakra Boi, U'mistavra Bal Mum Hu Dekam Mayit, V'loi Tomei U'Tulyoim, and we not going to be Mayit, the case of a Tomei Shashimesh, or T'Fulyoim Shashimesh, and in those cases we will learn that the Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim, just like a Kohen Tomei that ate Shum Utaira, and we will learn this based on a Gzir Shava, and those cases are much more similar to a Kohen Tomei that ate Shuma, as all those scenarios are relevant to a Kohen Tomei, whereas the case of our Gemara of a Bal Mum Shashimesh, the Psol or the Issa is not because the Kohen is Tomei, and it's because the Kohen is Bal Mum. And I in Taisis Dibur Maschil Boi V'Loi Bal Mum, where Taisis adds to this point to Rashi and explains that even though we previously saw that we learned that the Zechiyah Misa B'nei Shemayim for someone that eats Tevel from Chilul Chilul Mitshuma, even though Tevel has no Shaykhis to Tumma, and Taisis explains Afagav La Psol Tumahu Domi L'Tshuma Tvei Mehani, certainly Tevel is very similar to Tshuma, and as we saw in that Pei Gimel Min Aleph, that the Gemara brought seven similarities between Tevel and a Kohen Tomei that ate Shuma Tahira, and Ayin the Chidusha Iran, who makes the same point as Rashi and Taisis. However, the Lashon of Duran is very interesting, as Duran states, Ikala Medak Lomali Darsha Kamoikain Lilame Kal Ilu Shalamad Lamaila, as the Ikala Mema, the time of the Milsam, Mepresha Bamum, who Indian Acher, Vechim Ila, Umashalamad Lamaila, who Isa Indian Baatsmai, the Hainu didn't Tumma Vetevel, Shuhubachuma, and therefore it's as if they're exactly the same case, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues to discuss the next machlekes between Rabbi Nachamim B'negei Hizba Me'ila, and the Gemara quotes from the Braisa, Hizba Me'ila, Rabbi Oimba B'misa, Rabbi holds that he would be Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim, and a Chum hold that he would only be Oivan Alav. Once again, the Gemara asks, my time at Rabbi, that what is the Makar of this Shita of Rabbi, that one that is Oivan Me'ila B'mezid is Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim? And the Gemara explains, Amar Avo, Gamal Chet Chet Mitshuma, that he learns out Exer Shava of the words Chet, that it says B'negei Me'ila, and it also uses the term chait when discussing a Kohen Tomei that ate true Matira with a Chiv is Misa B'nei Shemayim, and Malalam B'misa, Afkam B'misa, and just like if a Kohen Tomei ate Truma Torah, he's Chayim Misbidei Shemayim. Therefore, if someone is Moel B'mezid, they are also going to be Chayim Misbidei Shemayim. Certainly, we already mentioned the Pasuk in Pashas Emma, B'degeya Koyin Tomei that ate Truma Torah, as the Pasuk states, B'shomerus Mishpati V'lo Yisru Lov Chayt, U'mesu Boi Ki Yichalu, Ani Hashem Mekadisham, and the Torah used the Lashon of Chayt. And similarly, in Pashas Vayikra, B'degeya someone that was Moel B'hegdish, which is generally defined as someone doing Me'ilah B'shoyeg, and the Torah teaches us that is a chiv to pay Karen V'choymish, as well as bring in Hashem Elias, and the Pasuk states, Nefesh Kisimon Mal, V'chotu B'shkogo, Mikotche Hashem, V'hivis Hashem El Hashem, Ayil Tom Menatzoyim, V'echo Kesu Shkolim, B'shekal HaKadosh L'Hashem, and when Maisa, the Pasuk used the term of Chet, as it stated, V'chotu B'shkogo, and the Gemara just now brought a makar for the Rebbe Shita that one is Chayim Yisibli Shemayim, if they are Moel B'Hegdish B'mezid, and Rabbanon, and had a Rabbanon know that there's only an Azara, and there's no Chayim Yisibli Shemayim, and Amri and Rabbanon will respond that although it's true that there is a Gzir Shava, but I'm a Krabai, but it's also a Mir that it says in the Pasuk, but the Gay Akrain Tomei that ate true Matarah, as the Pasuk states, U'mesu Boi Ki Yichalu, and as we previously dashin, Boi V'Loi B'Me'ilah, and just like we explained, B'negeya Balmum Shashimesh, that it had no connection to the din of a Kohen Tomei that ate Shuma, and therefore the same applies, B'negeya someone that was Moel B'mezid, that it has no connection to the din of a Kohen Tomei that ate Shuma Torah, and since we have a Mirat, therefore we use it to exclude these two cases, and in both these cases, one would not be Chayim Yisibidei Shemayim, and instead will only be Oivan and Azara Ba'almo, and let us see Rashi do a Maschel Boi V'Loi B'me'ilah, and Rashi is bothered that we know that there's a cloud that the only way that someone can learn a Gzeir Shava is only if they have a Kabbalah, and if the Gemara already stated that we have a Kabbalah that we should learn a Gzeir Shava of Chet Chet Mitruma, so what will the Rabbanan do with this Gzeir Shava? And Rashi therefore tells us that even though the Rabbanan have this Mir B'negeya Kohen Tomei that ate Truma of Boi V'Loi B'me'ilah, however Misal Chudah Hu D'Mayit, that this Mir only teaches us that someone that is Moel B'mezid will not be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, and as Rashi explains, the Gabi Misa Hu D'Chsib Boi, as the Maisa, the word Boi, is written L'Gabi Misa, and as the Pasuk states, Umesu Boi. However, certainly even the Rabbanan agree that we do have a Gzeir Shava of Chet Chet Mitruma, and therefore, Aval Azara Migma Garma Lehezeb Me'ilah B'Gzeir Shava de Chet Chet Mitruma. And from this Gzeir Shava, we do learn that there's an Azara for someone to be Moel B'Hegdesh B'Mezid Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah on that Pei Alef and Beis, where once the Mishnah mentioned Koyin Shashimish B'Tuma and taught us in Echav Akreinim Avin Oisel Bezdin El Pirikuna Maitzin Oisel Chutz Lazara. And then the Mishnah taught us another din that was relevant to the Beis Hamikdash, as Zohar Shashimish B'Mikdash, Rabbi Kiva Oim B'Chenek, V'Cham Oim B'Dei Shemayim, that if Zohar does the void in the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Kiva holds his Chayim Misa B'Dei Adam, and he'd be Chayim Chenek, and a Cham hold that he'd be Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And keep in mind that in the Braisa that we brought on that Pei Gilmam Rav, that listed 11 of the Chayim Misa Bezdin, and the Braisa lists a Zohar Shashimish, that is Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim, that certainly is going like the Cham in our Mishnah, and not like Rabbi Kiva, and as we know, Halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaveiroi v'lo mechaveirav. And also, let's keep in mind that although in our Mishnah Rabbi Kiva states that a Zohar Shashimish B'Migdash is Chayiv Chenek, however, we will now bring a Braisa where the Braisa will bring down that the Shita Rabbi Kiva is that a Zohar Shashimish B'Migdash is Chayiv Skila. And right before the end of the Perek, the Gemara will ask the Stira, and the Gemara will explain Masis Rabbi Shimon v'Alibud Rabbi Kiva and Braisa Rabbanon v'Alibud Rabbi Kiva, as we will explain in a moment. And also, before continuing, let us point out that the Pesuk in Pashas Korach, after it tells us about the punishment that occurred to Korach Vadasai and the 250 people that joined Korach, and they received Misa B'dei Shemayim, so the Pesuk in Pashas Korach in Perek Zayin, Pesuk HaZayin tells us, Yom B'nei Yisrael El Moshe Lema, that the B'nei Yisrael were nervous, and therefore they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Heng Avadnu Avadnu, Kulanu Avadnu, that we will all be destroyed, as the Mishkan is too holy, and anyone that will approach it will die. And they continue, Kol HaKariv HaKariv Mishkan Hashem Yomos Ha'im Tamnu L'Gvoya. And based on this Akhtama, let us see the Gemara. As the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Imer, Nemekan, Vazar, Karev Yumas, that after Maisa with Korach, after Bnei Yisrael pointed out to Moshe that they were nervous that they would all die, so the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to them was, Vazar, Karev Yumas, that in the Chinami, anyone that's a Zar that goes into the Beis HaMikdash and does the Avodah will be Chayim Misa. However, certainly if you follow the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they'll be safe and they will not be Chayim Misa. And when Maisa, the Torah doesn't specify with what Misa the Zar will be Chayim. However, v'nemal alon, but previously the pasuk in Pashas Korach states, kol akariv hakariv el mishkan Hashem yomos ha'im tamnu l'gvoya mal alon b'dei shemayim afkam b'dei Shemayim, and just like in the Maaseh of Korach, they die B'dei Shemayim. Also, when the Pasuk tells us Vazar Kari of Yumas, is referring to Misa B'dei Shemayim, and of course, this Shita is like the Shita of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva Omer. However, Rabbi Kiva argues, Nema Kan Vazar Kari of Yumas, Nema Alon, and it says in Pashu A, Vanovi Ahu, Echilu Machalim Ahu, Yumas, Kidi Besar Al Hashem Alekecha, Mamitsi Eskam Eretz Mitzrayim, Apaitcho in Besa Vodim, Ladi Chacho, Minaderach Hashitzuvcha Hashem Alekecha, Lechas Ba, Ubi Ataro Mikubecha, Mala Alon Beskila, Afkam Beskila, and just like Benegia Novi Sheka, that was Misnabi B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go serve Avodah Zarah, that he will be Chayav Skila. So the same would apply by Zarah HaKar of Yumas, that a Zarah that Shemesh in the Beis HaMikdash will be Chayav Skila. And keep in mind, as we previously explained, this is a sheet of Rabbi Kiva in this Braisa. However, Rabbi Kiva's sheet in our Mishnah was that a Zarah Karev would be Chayav Chenek, not Skila. And the Gemara now continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Yechiman Nuri that will actually hold like Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, that a Zarah that does the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash will be Chayav Chenek. And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechiman Nuri Oymeh, Ma'al Alom B'Chenek, Afkam B'Chenek, Rabbi Yechiman Nuri hold that Novi Sheker is Chayav Chenek, and therefore the same will apply to a Zohar that's Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash, that he will also be Chayav Chenek. The Gemara now continues, B'Maikah Miflegi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, that was the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva Sava, Donin Yumas Mi Yumas, Ve'in Donin Yumas Mi Yamos, that it makes sense to learn the din of Shdor Shashimesh from the din of Novi Sheker, as in both the Torah uses the simulation as the Torah states Loshin Yumas, as been the Gia Zohar, the Torah states, Vazar Kor of Yumas, and as we saw, B'negei Novi Sheker, the Torah states, V'novi Ahu, Echil Machaloi Mahu, Yumas, and therefore, they're similar to Shoneis, while the Pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel wanted to learn from states, Kol HaKari of HaKari Vel Mishkan Hashem, Yomus, and it doesn't state the same Lashon of Yumas, and when we have a choice as to how to learn Gzeir Shava, certainly we want to learn Gzeir Shava from two words that are most similar, and keep in mind, although the Gemara is, B'mai Kamithel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, certainly Rabbi Yechiel Menuri agrees to this point, Rabbi Kiva, and that's why Rabbi Yechiel Menuri also learns that we learn the din of Misa B'dei Shemayim by Zora Shashimesh from the din of Navi Sheker. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Sava, and Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Kiva as well as on Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, as Don Hedim Mehedit, but in Don Hedim Navi, as he would rather learn the din of Zora Shashimesh from the din of the Maisa Kirach, which are both talking about Adaitis, and rather than learning the din of Zora from the din of Navi Sheker, we were dealing with the Navi, and maybe that's why the Torah was Machmer and was Mechayiv in Navi Sheker, Achiv Mis B'nei Adam, whereas B'negeya Das Kerach, as well as B'negeya Zosh Hashimesh, the Torah was only Mechayiv them Mis B'nei Shemayim. However, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva, although Rabbi Kiva may agree to this Svara, but Kivin Shadiach, in Luchahedi, Gadol Mizeh, that once this Navi Sheker goes and convinces people to serve Avodah Zarah, then certainly in Luchahedi, Gadol Mizeh, and certainly we can make a comparison between the Zosh Hashimesh and the Navi Sheker that caused someone to go and serve Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continued that although we stated Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri agree that we're going to learn the din of Zohar Shashimesh from the din of Navi Sheker, however, Rabbi Kiva learns that Navi Sheker is Chayav Skila, and Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri learns that Navi Sheker is Chayav Chenek. And the Gemara asks, Michael Mifgar, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri? And the Gemara explains, Beplukta Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon, they are chilk at the same machlekes, and we will see in the next parak on that peites between Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon, the Tanya, as we will learn in the Braisa, Navi Shedich Beskila, that Tanakam hold that Navi Sheker that convinces someone to go and do Avodah Zarah is Chayav Skila, and that is also the Shita Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Oymer Bechenek, and Rabbi Yechiel Menuri holds like Rabbi Shimon that Navi Sheker that's Mediach will be Chayav Chenek. And the Gemara continues that how can you say that Rabbi Kiva holds that a Zor Shashimesh is Chayav Skila, but a Nan Tnan, but we learned in our Mishnah on that Pei Alf and Beis, Rabbi Kiva Oymer Bechenek, and the Gemara answers, Einach Hanami, Trei Tanoi, Valibid Rabbi Kiva, there are two Tanoim that are Chiluk as to what the Rebbe Rabbi Kiva stated as Masis and Rabbi Shimon Valibid Rabbi Kiva, and as Rashi points out, Masis and Rabbi Shimon, the Oman Novi Shadich Bechenek, and as we saw in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon is the man that Oman holds that Novi Shadich Bechenek, and therefore, Zor Shashimish Mene Gama, Rabbi Shimon Talmud Shor Rabbi Kiva, who, the Oman Rabbi Kiva, Zor Shashimish Bechenek, Novi Shadich Bechenek, that just like a Novi Shadich is Bechenek, therefore, Zor Shashimish is also Bechenek. However, Braisa Rabbanon, Valibid Rabbi Kiva, and Zok Rashi, Bnei Machlikuse Shor Rabbi Shimon, the Afim Talmud Rabbi Kiva Havu, the Amri Mishmoi, Skilu Betabayu, these Talmud and Rabbi Kiva held that Rabbi Kiva holds that Novi Shadiach is Chayiv Skila, and therefore the same would apply that a Zor Shashimesh will also be Chayiv Skila. Hadloch Ilin Asrafin, Hadloch Ilin Asrafin, Hadloch Ilin Asrafin. And we continue on that Pei Dalam and Beis with a new Perek and new Mishnah. And although we have Perek Perek Asiri as Eluhin HaNechnokin. However, in Mishnayis, the 10th Perek is Perek Chilek, and the 11th Perek is Eluhin HaNechnokin. And the Gersa of our Gemara seems to be correct, as Lemaisa previously we spoke about Dinin Eskolin, and then we spoke about Sreifa as well as Saif, and now we continue to discuss Chanek. And Lefid Rabbana, this is the Seda of the Chumris of Mises Bezdin, as the order from the most Chumra to the most Kal is Skila Sreifa Harik B'Chanek. However, the Ran explained that since at the end of Perek and Esrafim, the Mishnah spoke about various people that their Misa is not up to Bezdin, and instead either Kanaim Poygum Bayi, or as we saw, Koyin Shishim Shbetumah, that Pirikuna Maitin Isay Chuslazorim have seen as Meicha Begzirin, and therefore the next Perek continues, will call Yisrael Yeshlim Chilak Lam Abba, and the Mishnah teaches us those that have such a Misa which is so Chomor that it's Inlam Chilak Lam Abba, and amongst those that are Inlam Chilak Lam Abba are also those that the din is Kanaim Poygum Bayi. And although we won't get further into this point, that based on the first Mishnah and the first Gemara, Mesechtas Makos, it would seem that it was a smichas from the end of this Perek, which is Ilan Achlokin, and the beginning of Mesechtas Makos, which would seem to indicate that the Gersa should be, like it's brought in the Mishnayis, that Chelek should be the 10th Perek, and Eluhin HaNechlokin should be the 11th Perek, or the last Perek in Mesechtas Sanhedrin. And the Mishnah begins, Eluhin HaNechlokin, that these people that do the following Yisurin will be Chayiv Chanek, Hamaka of V'imai, if someone hits the father and mother, the Goyim Nefesh Misol, or someone kidnaps someone from Klal Yisrael, or Zakeh Mamre Al Pi Bezin, or Dayin Mumcha that goes against the Psak of the Bezin HaGadol in Yishulayim, and the Navi HaSheker, and the Navi Sheker is also Chayiv Chenek, and someone says in Nevua, in the name of Vedis Gichavim, or someone's Mizana with an Eshesish, and also someone said Edos regarding a Bas Koin, that she was Mizana, and we know that a Bas Koin would be Chayiv Sreifa. Even so, if other Edom come to Bezin and they testify that the original Edom were Edom Zaymim, then the Edom Zaymim will be Chayiv Chenek, just like if they testified regarding a regular Eshesish. And similarly, if Reuven is Mizana with a Bas Koin, then although the Bas Koin will be Chayiv Sreifa, however, Reuven himself will be Chayiv Chenek. And Ayin Rashi, Vizayim Bas Koin, Afopi Shehim are Mechayiv Nesa Sreifa, and Yedayin El Bemisa Shehim Mechayiv Leboil, Behainu Chenek, Kishar Baal Eshesish, Kenu Befarish Kra, Hitisar, Veloi Boila, Vizayim Mer Yafina, Mekashasom, Las Lachiv, Lachiv Veloi Lachaisai. And Rashi continues that when our Mishnah stated that her Boil would be Chayiv Chenek, but the Sue Bas Koin Kermari, that's only talking about a Bas Koin that was already married, Amal Arusa, but if the Bas Koin was in Nair Hamarasa, then Boil Beskila, then the one that was Mizana with her will be Chayiv Skila and not Chenek. And also Ayin Rashi that explains what a Mishnah stated, Zokim Mamri Al Pi Bezdin, Kamoy, and this is based on the Pasuk and Pasuk's Ekev that states, Mamre Miyisim Im Hashem, that you're rebellious against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemisav Al Pi Bezdin HaGadol, Shabalishis HaGazes, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara begins that our Mishnah mentioned Elohim Achlokin, and the first one was Hamaka of Vimai, and the Gemara is Maka of Vimai Midolon, that how do we know that if someone hits the father and mother, that it'll be Chayiv Chenek, the Chsiv as the Pasuk and Pasuk Mishpatim states, Maka of Vimai Maisumas, and the Chol Misa Hamur B'Terah Stam in El Chenek, and any time that the Terah mentioned that someone's Chayiv Misa, and it says it's Stoma, then the Chayiv Misa for that person will be Chenek, and the Gemara now is that how do you know that if someone hits the father or mother, then they'll be Chayiv Chenek, as Ema Adekotele Mikdal, as maybe the Terah is telling us that if someone kills the father or mother, then they'll be Chayiv Chenek, and maybe if someone just hits the father or mother, they will not be Chayiv Misa, and the Gemara answers, B'lashim Bitmiya, Salka Daitach, Kotel Chab B'Sayif, Avi B'Chenek, that certainly we can't have such a Havmina, as we know that if someone kills a regular person, then the Chayiv Sayif, as we learned in the previous parak, and if so, it can't be that if someone will kill the father or mother, that they'll be Chayiv a Misa Akala, and they'll be Chayiv only Chenek. However, the Gemara now is, Hanich Lamad Oma Chenekal, that makes a lot of sense, according to the Chum that hold that Chenek is the most Kal of all the Misais. Therefore, the Svar of the Gemara makes a lot of sense that if a person that kills a regular person is Chayiv Sayif, then certainly it can't be that the Torah would teach us that if a person kills the father or mother, that they would only be Chayiv Chenek. However, El Lamanda Oma Chenek Chomok, but according to Rab Shimon that hold that Chenek is more Chomer than Sayif, Ma'ik Lameima, then L'Chayiv, what would be a Svarah, as we still would have our original question that maybe the Torah states that if Reuven kills a regular person, then he'd be Chayiv Sayif, but yet if he kills his father and mother, then he'd be Chayiv and more Chomer Misa, and he'd be Chayiv Chenek. And the Gemara continues and explains that the way that we know that if a person hits their father, and even if he doesn't kill him, that he would be Chayiv Misa, El Midichsiv, Maka Ishva Meis, Moisumas, that since the Pasuk and Pashish Mashbatim teach us that if someone hits a person, and that person dies, then there'll be chayim misa, and the Torah not only stated makeish, but the Torah specified umeis that he also died. V'ksiv, and the pasuk in Pashas Masay states, oy be'ivi ko biyodoi v'yomais moistum asamaka ritzechu gol adam yomis is a ritzech b'figoi boi. And once again, the Torah makes sure not only to write the lashon of makar, but it also had to clarify v'yomais that the person died shema mino, and therefore it's clear that kol hechadeka kostam la misu, that any time that the Torah uses lashon akar and doesn't mention that the person died, then it just means that you hit him, and even if he didn't die, you'd still be chayiv. And therefore, when the Torah states makar of v'imay moisumas, it's referring to hitting your father, and even if you didn't kill your father or your mother, you're still going to be chayiv chenek. And keep in mind where the Gemara is, tanich lemand oma chenek kal el lemand oma chenek chomer ma'ik lemeima. The Gemara really isn't referring to the exact machlekes between Rabban and Rab Shimon, and really it's referring to machlekes between Rab Yeshia and Rab Yenison as to what the makar is that kol misa armu b'teri stam ein el chenek. As the fear Rab Yeshia, this is based on a svara that since the Torah doesn't mention which misa someone should receive, then since chenek is the most kal, so the most you could give the person is chenek, which is the most kal. And certainly the fear Rab Yeshia, our Gemara would not have a question, as ein chenami Rab Shimon would actually argue on the chachamim, and he will hold that kol misa armu b'teri stam ein el sayif, and the fear Rab Shimon ein chenami someone that's maka of v'imay would be chayiv sayif and not chenek, and therefore the Gemara's question would not be shver, as certainly we wouldn't think that the only way you'd be chayiv misa b'negeya father and mother is only if you killed your father and mother, as even if you kill a regular person, you're chayiv sayif, and therefore the Torah would not have to teach us that if you kill your father and mother, you're also chayiv sayif, and therefore it must be that the Torah is telling you that even if you hit your father and mother and you don't kill them, you're still going to be chayiv sayif. And when our Gemara asks this question, it's really asking this question only according to the Shita Rabbi Yenison, that learns that the reason why we hold kol misa armu b'teri stam ein el chenek is based on gzeira shava. Even Rav Shimon agrees to this point, and therefore the Gemara could ask el lemad amar chenek chomer ma'ik lemeima, as l'chir, maybe the Torah is teaching us that although if someone kills a regular person, they'd be chayiv sayif, but if someone kills the father or mother, they'd be chayiv chenek, as we previously explained. And the Gemara now continues and discusses two psukim that speaks about when someone kills another person, and the Gemara explains v'istruch lemichtav maka ish v'meis moisumas, and we need the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim that teaches us maka ish v'meis moisumas and v'istruch lemichtav kol maka nefesh, and we also need the pasuk in Pashim Masai that teaches us kol maka nefesh l'fi edim yirtzach es ritzach ve'yid echod lo yana v'nefesh lamus. And Ayin and Taisis who points out that this actually refers to a pasuk in Pashim Emor that states v'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam moisumas, and the Gemara explains ikas rachmanam maka ish v'meis, as if the Torah would only write the pasuk in Pashim Moshbotim or Maka Ish V'meis, Havamina Ishta Ba Mitzvah In Katan Loi, that possibly the only time that someone would be M'chuyu Misa for killing someone is only if they kill a man and someone that's a Ba Mitzvah, but if someone kills a Katan that's less than Ba Mitzvah, they would not be Chayim Misa, and therefore Kos Rachmana Kol Maka Nefesh. So the Torah tells us that as long as you kill any Nefesh, and even if he's not yet a Ba Mitzvah, you're still going to be Chayim Misa, and the Kos Rachmana Kol Maka Nefesh, and as the Torah would just write Kol Maka Nefesh, Havamina then you would think that even if someone kills a Nefel, or he kills a preterm child that was born in its 8th month and is not yet a Bat Kayama, then maybe he would still be Chayim Misa. So Tzrichi, and therefore the Torah tells us, Maka Ish V'meis Moisumas, that Reuven had to at least kill a child that is viable, but if the child is not yet viable, then he would not be Chayim Misa. And Ayin Rashi, Afilu Nefolim, Kagoyim Bentisha, V'Reishi Otom, Oish Yesh Lishnei Gavim, Delei Chayi, or it has some sort of deformity, that we know that although this child was born at full term of his pregnancy, but even so, it's not a viable child. And Ayin Taptesis, Hachigasina, V'Istruch Lemichtav, Maka Ish V'meis, V'Istruch Lemichtav, Ishkiaka Kol Nefesh, V'Loi K'moshe Kosab Esfarim, Kol Maka Nefesh, the Perkeitz Deifin Garminon, Ben Yom Echa, the Hargoy Chayiv, Umap Gleim Midichsiv, Ishkiaka Kol Nefesh, Nefesh Koldu, Ayin Shom. And let's see the next tesis, as the Gemara stated that we have Avmina, Ishta Ba Mitzvah In, Cotton Loi, and Ayin Tesis that brings another Gersa, Isha Loi, Ba'avagav, the Hishva Kosav Isha Loish, L'chol Inshin Shabbatera, Hanimilu, Pasha Shnev, Boloshin Zacha, Avalhecha de Chsiv Ishpahedia, but when this Torah specifies a man, Mimatin Isha, Kidapirish, Bishli Perak Dalam Mises, Gavi Makal of Vimoi, Ayin Shom, and Tesis continues, Havmina, Filon of Folim, and Tesis is Tema, how can you have a Havmina that one would be Chayiv, they killed the Nephil, in Cain, Hechem Chayiv, Dmei Vlodois, Hamachayiv Misa, that Lamaita the Torah states that if someone hits a woman and he didn't kill her, and in the meantime she miscarried, then he would be chayav to pay the value of the vladais to the father of this child. And therefore we see that certainly if you kill an eifel, you're not chayav misa, as if you'd be chayav misa, certainly there would be a din of kalim rabnei, and you wouldn't be chayav to pay the vladais. And Taisa's answer, v'yishleim, the ha'minu d'hachog zeir sakasavu, heichad lein eskavim of vladais, k'de eshchan l'rebi, that when the pasuk states, v'nesat nefesh tachas nefesh, it refers to mamin, and even though there's generally a din of kalim rabnei, but in this case, you would still be chayav to pay money, inami, nehid ha'vim chayav ha'nefel achashin eilad, that even though our Gemara's ha'min is, that you'd be chayav ha'nefel after it was born, but kayim shin eilad, lo'im chayav, the Gemara never has a ha'mina that won't be chayav misa for killing a vlad, and therefore certainly you'd be chayav to me vladais, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and discusses the issa of maka of vimai, as we already proved that if someone is maka of vimai, and even if he doesn't kill his father or his mother, then he's chayav misa, and the Gemara now is, ve'ima afagav le'ov be'chabura, that maybe someone should be chayav for hitting their father or mother, even though they didn't create a chabura. And the Gemara is, Allah matzan, then why is it then the next mission on that pehayim beis, the Mishnah will teach us, hamaka of ve'ima in chayav ashiyas ben chabura? And the Gemara explains that we have a makar for this din, as a makar in the pasuk of Pashas Emor states, umaka behema yishal mena, umaka adam yumas, and therefore we compare the din of maka behema and maka adam, and maka behema ada ovi bo chabura, dechsiba nafesh, and just like if someone damages an animal, the only way you'll be chayiv is if you create a chabura, and add the pasuk a few psukim prior to the states, umaka nefesh behema yishal mena, nefesh tachas nafesh, and as Rashi states, bin nefesh mashma dam dehava chabura, similarly, af maka adam adav chabura, therefore when the Torah tells us maka adam yumas, and this pasuk must be referring to someone that hits their father, as the only time the Torah tells us that if someone hits someone and doesn't cause them to die, that you're still chayiv misa, is when someone hits their father or mother. Therefore we learn that the only way someone is chayiv for hitting their father or mother is only if they make a chabura. And the Gemara continues, maskulor Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi asked the following question, that how can you tell me that ma maka behema ad ov b'chabura, but that's not true, el me'ata chisha ba'avonim hachinam midloy mechayiv, do you think that if you weaken your friend's animal by placing a heavy load of stones on its back, that you won't be chayiv, even though you didn't make chabura? Certainly you will be chayiv, elim inu nefesh behema, do you not make chisha ba'avonim chayiv, and therefore if the pasuk that states, maka nefesh behema is not really referring to a behema, as even if you don't create a chabura on a behema, you still will be chayiv for hezek, tneu inu nefesh adam, so we would learn that when the pasuk states, maka nefesh behema, it's teaching us that the only way that one would be chayiv for hitting their father is only if they create a chabura. The Gemara now continues and asks that if we're saying that the way that we know that a person is only chayiv for hitting their father if they create a chabura is based on a mamitzino, based on the words of maka nefesh behema, so if so, hakesh alumli, why did the Torah state umaka behema yishal mena umaka adam yumas, and why do we have a hekesh between adam and behema? And the Gemara responds that we do need this hekesh for the din that we learn from the Yeshiva of Chizkia, and as we previously saw on Daf Ayin Tesan and Beis, the Tanna Dvei Chizkia Maka Adam Maka Behema, and Ma Maka Behema Leich Lakta Ba Bin Shegel Meze Bin Miskav Lashin Miskav Mi Derech Ril Derech Lil the Patron Mamen Al Chayim Mamen At Maka Adam Le Tachl Ba Bin Shegel Meze Bin Miskav Lashin Miskav Mi Derech Ril Derech Lia the Chayim Mamen Al the Patron Mamen. We learned the concept of Chayim Misha Shegim that Ptur Mid Tashlubin. Let's remember that the top of that Ayin Tesan and Beis, Rava stated, Hay the Tanna Dvei Chizkia Mafka Mid Rabbi Mafka Mid Rabbanon, that is chiluk on the sheet of Rebbe as well as the Rabbanon, which is a sugya on daf ayin tes. Therefore, Agamor is hanich l'manda islei Tanna Dvei Chizkia. This works out according to those manda amrim that hold of the shita of Tanna Dvei Chizkia, and therefore we use this hekesh for this din of Tanna Dvei Chizkia. Al l'manda leslei Tanna Dvei Chizkia hekesh l'omli. But according to those that don't hold of the shita of Tanna Dvei Chizkia, then what do they do with the hekesh of maka adam and maka behema? We explain the Gemara based on the Gemara daf ayin tes. However, ayin Rashi that states hanich. Plucked Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Beksubis Beilun Iris Ayin Sham, and Lemaisa the Gemara responds Ma Makabehim Lerfua Pata At Maka Adam Lerfua Pata, that the Torah is teaching us that just like if someone goes and hurts a behema and causes a chabura while trying to heal the animal, then certainly he would be pata and he would not be chay for causing any hezek. Therefore, the same would apply if someone is treating their father or their mother and they cause them a chabura, then they would still be pata. And as Rashi states At Maka Adam Dahinu Aviv Lerfua Pata. The afagad the chaburhi, and the mefarshim discuss that when our Gemara states af mak adam lefuah pata, so it's mashma pata aval asa, and therefore in a chinami, although you will be pata for treating your father, but ultimately it would be asa to do so. However, I in other Rishonim that say that not only would be Pata, and it is even Mutl Chathila for a son to be a doctor and to try to heal his father, and even if he'll cause him a Chabura, that he'll be Pata in Misa. And the Gemara continues, the Boilu, as we have the following Shaila, Ben Mao Shiyaka's Dam Aviv, that is the son allowed to be a bloodletter for his father, and Ramasna Omav, Haflerech Kamecha, as Rashi states, like Huzri Yisrael, Melasal Chavreim, El Dovashin, and Chofetz Lasal Atzmai, and since certainly his father would want to do this for himself, therefore a son could let blood for his father as well, even if potentially it will cause a chabura. And the Gemara continues, Rav Dimon Bar Chinuna Amar, Maka Adon and Maka Behema. Rav Dimon Bar Chinuna says, we learned this from Hekesh between Maka Adon and Maka Behema, Maka Behema Lefua Pata, Af Maka Adon Lefua Pata. And keep in mind that it would seem that the reason why Rav Masna needed a different Makar is because Rav Masna holds like the Tanur Rechiska, and therefore we already use the Hekesh of Maka Adon and Maka Behema. And the Gemara continues, and the Bachas Gurus, Rav Papa Leshavak Lebre, Lemishka Silva, that Rav Papa did not allow his son to remove a splinter for him, as potentially it would cause him a chabura. And the Gemara continues, similarly, Ma'abre Ravina Leshavak Lebre, Lemiftach Lekavta, that Ma'abre Ravina would not allow his son to bust a boil and remove pus from it, Dil Mechavel V'Havel Leshigasissa, as maybe he would cause a chabura, and in this way he'll be Oiva B'Shayeg on an Issa D'Raisa. And the Gemara asks, if we're concerned about someone being Oiva an Issa D'Raisa B'Shayeg, Ihachi Achanami, that Lechiri the same should apply, but again, anyone else that will try to remove a splinter or to bust a boil. And as Rashi states, we call Yisrael who Zara Chavos Chaveri, the Chsiv LeYosef Pen Yosef, as the Torah states to the Shliach Bezin that is going to give Makas to Yisrael, that's Chai Makas, that LeYosef Pen Yosef, they now let it increase the Makas. Therefore, we see there's a standard Issa of causing a Chabur to your friend. If so, any Yisrael should not take a splinter out for their friend, and they should not pop a boil for their friend, as potentially it will cause a Chabura, and they'll be and the Gemara answers that certainly there's a chiluk as Acha Shigas Lav and Bnoi Shigas Chanek, that although if someone is treating their friend, that potentially could be Goiva on Shigas Issa, but at worst they'll be Oiva on a Shigas Lav. However, when a son treats their father, then there's a potential they'll be Oiva on a Shigas Chanek. Therefore, a Papa and Ma'abri Ravina wouldn't allow their children to treat them. And some explain that a Papa and Ma'abri Ravina are arguing on a previous member, and they hold that Maka Adam Lerfu is Asa. And others hold that although they hold that it would be mutar and pata, ultimately they did not allow their children to treat them, as they still didn't want their children to get involved in any issa. It is a potential for shigas chenek. And ayin Rashi shigas lav kishayim miskavin havishkaga beissa shizdoyne lav ba'alma to kill ayin sham. The Gemara continues and asks a question from Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. V'hadotan machat shel yad litol boas akoyitz. The Mishnayis in Masechta Shabbos discuss the isurim of aitza, and it discusses various items and what the share is when you'd be chayiv for taking them out and for carrying them on Shabbos. So the Mishnah states that when someone's carrying a small needle that is large enough that it could be used in order to take out a thorn, then they would be chayiv for the Issa Yitzah on Shabbos. The Gemara now asks that how could it be that someone would use this needle in order to take out a thorn on Shabbos, but lech l'shtil m'chavol v'hav l'shigas skila, but we should be concerned that while he's trying to take out this thorn or a splint on Shabbos, that'll cause the person chabura, and by creating a chabura on Shabbos, then the person will be chayiv skila, and this will be a shigas skila, and therefore it should be also to take out a thorn or to take out a splinter on Shabbos. And the Gemara responds, Hasam Mekalkalu, that over there is no possibility to come to a chiv of skila, as by making chabura in a person on Shabbos, that is a kilkol. And as Rashi explains, B'chol Mekalkalim Peturim B'chol Shabbos T'melachs Mechsheves Ksiv. And the Gemara continues, Hanich L'manda Amma Mekalkal Potter. This works out very well according to Manda Amma that Mekalkal is Potter. However, El L'manda Amma Chayiv. But according to Rab Shimon, that hold that Mekalkal B'chabur is Chayiv, Ma'ikal Meima, and L'chair over here, we should be Choshish for Shigas Skila. However, the Gemara explains, Man Shamatle, Da'am Mekalkal B'chabur Chayiv, Rab Shimoni, that who is the man that might hold Mekalkal B'chabur is Chayiv, that is going specifically like the Shita Rab Shimon. And we continue on that Peheim and Aleph, Rab Shimon, Ha'amah, Kalmalach Shein Tzrich L'gufa, Patala, and according to Rab Shimon, even if someone's taking out a thorn on Shabbos and they cause a Chabura, they will be Pata, as this would be a Malach Shein and therefore he would be potter. As Rashi states at the bottom of that pay down base, Mekalkal b'chabur Rab Shimon Nami leMechayev el Meskav leKach David Tzarich leChavala Aval Anoitel Koitz in Tzarich leChavala uRitzoinoy leYechbal, and it will be his desire that he shouldn't actually cause a chabur to this person, and therefore certainly you will be potter. And that's why the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos tells us that if someone carries a machat shel yad litol boas akoyitz, they will be chayev because of aitzah. And Ayin Rashi Masechta Shabbos and Daf Ayin Gimel Beis Divam maschil malach she'in tzuch legufa k'moy moitzis ames l'kayvay in tzuch legufa doitza v'loy l'meis el l'fanes beisai v'itza tzuch legufa k'goyin shu tzuch lechepetzeh but makom acher ayin sham ayin Meiri who explains what is considered malach tzuch legufa by chayvul b'chaveray and the Meiri explains el b'miskaven lahazik mitoych kasay shu nimsik misakin itzel yitzur era and we will stop over here.